LBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, use of the Luton guided busway is still well below council predictions a year since it opened. The 2008 business plan anticipated 9,000 trips a day. However, figures out today reveal there are just 3,800 journeys being made each day. The amount of trips on the route for the year is expected to reach just 41% of the council's predicted usage. Well, Luton Conservative councillor Mike Garrett has been a long-time critic of the £90 million scheme.
Told you so. He was brainwashed by officers to support this busway. But most of the Labour members, if you talk to them, were not necessarily in favour of it. But the Labour Party in Luton, as we've heard many times, don't have a free vote in council. They have to apply to vote what leaders of the Labour group in Luton want.
Well, we'll come to Justin Deal in a second. The gentleman that Mike Garrett was accusing of being brainwashed joins me now, Luton councillor Dave Taylor. You've been brainwashed, Dave.
Good morning, Ian. Morning. I don't think so. I've been logical and I've been practical.
Go on.
In looking at the busway since I took over the responsibility. And, OK, the figures in 2008 were ambitious. I mean, when you put the business case to the government, you're not going to understate your case.
So you lie?
You embellish. Well, not really. No, you're not lying.
You exaggerate.
It was a prediction. If you had a crystal ball, you could see. But unfortunately, we don't have a crystal ball.
But so you embellished. Embellish
the figures. Well, you always pump up the figures more than anything else to say, rather than reduce it. Say, oh, well, we'll only get 300,000...
I didn't know you'd do that.
Of course you do, Ian.
You embellish to the government when you're trying to get £80 million off them.
Of course you do.
Gosh, I'm so naive.
Of course you do.
So you wouldn't say, I mean, it's 59% down on predicted usage. That's quite some embellishment, isn't it?
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, the figures, the first year, the anniversary is coming up on Thursday, the anniversary of the busway. And the first three quarters, the figures that have been released, are over 1 million passengers have used the busway. So in its first year of operation, it'll be 1.3 million passengers will have used the busway. And that's a big figure in anybody's money.
It was predicted to be 3.4 million. So that's, you know, it's a million is a big number. 1.3 million is big, but that's 2 million down.
We've had, and you look at other cases, you look at Eurostar's business case. I mean, they've just reached their predicted figures, which they predicted in around 2002. Hmm. But, I mean, you know, with the economy and the recession, etc., we're looking forward to having the busway as a means of regenerating the whole area. And don't forget, it's a joint project with Central Beds, and they always wax lyrical about the busway. And Arriva have announced a brand new service on the busway from Luton to Dunstable to Leighton Buzzard and Milton Keynes, which will take a half an hour off the normal journey time.
You must be disappointed, though.
I'm pleased. I'm pleased that 1.3 million passengers have decided that they see the benefits of the busway.
When you were hoping for 3.4 million?
Well, we're always hoping for a lot more. We will get there.
How long do you think it will take to get there?
Well, I don't know. I haven't got my crystal ball with me today.
Yeah.
So hopefully, the busway is there. And I always say to people, it's not an end, but it's a means. It means to an end. So in 10 years' time, if we're both sitting here together, we can be joyous at the figures that we've eventually reached.
£80 million. It's one thing embellishing when you're getting money from the government, although that's still my money, £80 million. But you've also, £10 or £11 million is from the local area. Isn't it?
That's right.
So did you embellish the figures when you were selling it to the public here?
No, that was under Section 106. That was the money that the two local authorities would contribute to it.
Right.
Because when you get a government grant, the same as 10A, you see the work going on at the moment.
Yep.
You never get the full amount. Yeah. You have to put a proportion of it in.
But that does mean that people here were lied to. The figures were embellished because they would have been using the same figures that you gave the government. The public might feel misled.
I'm not the definition of telling a lie is you knowingly mislead someone.
But you said you've embellished, but so you knew you were misleading.
8 years ago, 6 years ago rather, sorry, you try and predict ahead what the figures will be.
Yeah. Embellishment would imply a certain amount of jiggery pokery.
Well, I mean, it's rather than understate, you're not going to say, well, we're going to understate the figures. Okay. You're going to say, we predict by 2014 XYZ will be the busway figures.
Okay.
And 6 years, I mean, if I can predict what's going to happen in 6 years' time, I'd be a rich man.
It could be argued that to be 59% down, almost 60% down on the figures that you submitted, someone needs to go back and do their maths again, don't they?
Well, no, if we can go back 6 years ago and do the maths again, you know, we would. But, I mean, the problem...
It doesn't feel like you're taking any responsibility for being 60% out and saying that that was an OK thing to do to get £90 million.
In 2008, the recession just started. And, of course, businesses were reducing in size, businesses were collapsing. And it was indicated then that at the time we couldn't see, you know, what was going to happen in 6 years' time. But you have to be proactive and you have to be ambitious and say this is what we expect
and
the busway passengers to carry. Yeah.
Okay.
Embellishment, yeah.